Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Let's get started with Jessica Azoulay, Executive Director of Alliance from a Green Economy.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jessica Azoulay. I'm Executive Director of the Alliance for a Green Economy, and we're a proud member of the Renewable Heat Now campaign. We're so happy to be joined together on this call with so many of the groups fighting for a clean, more affordable energy future: NYPERG, Sane Energy Project, Building Decarbonization Coalition, New York League of Conservation Voters, Association for Energy Affordability, Climate Families, New Yorkers for Clean Power, Food and Water Watch, and 350 Brooklyn. And these are just some of the organizations that fought so hard to get this important legislation passed. We're also thrilled to be joined today by Senator Liz Krueger and Assemblymember Joanne Simon, who've been incredible champions of the legislation. Today, we're here celebrating Governor Hochul's decision to sign legislation repealing the notorious 100-foot rule. On Friday, the governor delivered on her promise to help lower our energy bills by signing 8417 in the Senate and Assembly Bill 8888 into law, getting rid of an outdated, unfair policy which lets utilities charge us more so that they can build new gas pipes with our money. This is a major win for New Yorkers. Repealing the 100-foot rule will stop utilities from spending nearly $600 million on gas pipelines and passing that cost on to us. And it couldn't come soon enough. One in four New Yorkers are struggling to afford their energy bills, and yet nearly every utility across the state has continued to raise our rates even higher. Throughout our campaign, we heard from New Yorkers who cut back on medicine so they could pay their heating bills, New Yorkers who had their heat shut off completely because they couldn't pay their bills. We also heard from New Yorkers suffering with health issues like asthma, caused by breathing toxic air inside and outside their homes that comes from burning gas and other fossil fuels. Meanwhile, profits for New York's corporate utilities are up as they recklessly expand fracked gas infrastructure and pass the costs plus interest onto us through endless rate hikes. Repealing the 100-foot rule stops utilities from charging extra so they can build out expensive gas pipes that harm our health. It's a crucial step to delivering the cleaner, healthier, more affordable energy future that we need. This moment would not have been possible without the legislators and the movement that made it happen. We owe a special thank you to Senator Liz Krueger and Assemblymember Joanne Simon, our prime sponsors in the legislature who led the charge and fought so hard for this bill. And we're incredibly thankful to the thousands of people who called, showed up, and urged our lawmakers to fight for a cleaner, more affordable future. There's still so much we need to do to protect New Yorkers who can't afford their bills and help us get off costly gas infrastructure. But today is a major step forward. Thank you, Governor Hochul, for signing the bill to repeal the 100-foot rule and delivering on your commitment to protect New Yorkers. So now I'm going to turn it over to our amazing champions in the legislature who made this win possible. First, I'd like to introduce State Senator Liz Krueger, our Senate sponsor.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Well, I also want to start out just by thanking you all. Excuse me, I have that cold everyone has. And the fact is, thank you, Kathy Hochul, because really none of us wanted to keep fighting about this one. This is a no-brainer. We've gotten it done. It took a lot. It took a lot for all of us. So, to my partner in arms, Joanne Simon, I am happy to work on any bill you ever want to work on, Joanne, and because they're always important, they're always a challenge, and they keep us thinking. I don't think we have enough time to read a list of names of organizations and people who came together for, oh gosh, so many years to get us here. So you know who you are, and thank you so much. This is so crucial, even though you're thinking, well, what's the big deal? All you're saying is somebody else isn't going to pay for your new gas pick lines if you decide to build something and want a gas line connecting to it. How radical is that? Why should we have been paying for it all this time? Well, the answer is we have been paying for everybody's gas lines forever. And repealing the 100-foot rule delivers more affordability for all New Yorkers. Right now, as gas customers are paying higher and higher rates to subsidize gas hookups for new customers, there's alternatives that are cheaper and far, far environmentally superior. We've already passed laws saying stop building new things with gas. So why wouldn't we change the law that says, and when you build new things with gas, even when we're telling you not to, because you can anyway, we're not going to let you roll that cost over to all of the other ratepayers in New York. So this is about as common sense as you can get. This is saying if you're going to build the last 100 feet or the last 200 feet in some circumstances for an existing guideline, gas line, you have to pay those costs yourself, not hand the bill over to the other 19.5 million of us. And it's true, it saves money. Any scenario you want to play out saves money when we are using less gas. And because we are saving money and not having to build these pipes, recent analysis shows that the 100-foot rule will save us, the utility buyers of New York State, about $600 million every year. So, this is the bill the governor's passed, saving us $600 million a year in our gas bills, making it clearer the right answer, which it always was, is to use alternatives to gas, for electrification and heat of our homes as often as possible, which is also a win for our larger environment. So it's just a victory day, and we should all be really happy about it. I know I am. Am I passing it back to you, Jessica, or to someone else?
Yes, thank you so much, Senator. And now we're going to hear from our assembly sponsor, Assemblymember Joanne Simon.
So let me thank all of you first, because the advocates have really been incredible, smart, flexible, and very, very driven to make sure that New York starts on a better foot forward when it comes to the cost of our utilities. So I want to thank you all very much. We couldn't have done it without you. And of course, obviously, Governor Hochul, nothing happens without her signature. So thank you, Governor Hochul, for signing this bill. It was down to the wire, but we're very happy that that the bill has been signed, and we're really looking forward to moving forward to provide more affordability for energy for New Yorkers. And to, of course, the incredible Senator Liz Krueger, without whom none of this would be happening. I'm a kind of a late to the game here. She's been working on it much longer than I have. So kudos to what you've done and how you've led this fight for so many years. I'm sorry it took so long, but I've been so happy to partner with you to get this off the ground this year. So thank you very much. The senator said it all. I mean, there's just makes no sense to anybody for New Yorkers to pay for somebody else to put in a brand new gas line. Somebody wants a gas line, they can get it. But we shouldn't be paying for it. The rest of us shouldn't be paying for somebody to add a gas line. If you want to add a gas line, go right ahead. If you're in a position of adding a new gas line, chances are you can afford it. If you're building, a new home, if you're converting, from oil to gas, that's an expensive process anyway. You should pay for the gas line. And also, it encourages people to think about it, right? If I'm going to convert from oil, am I going to go with gas? Does that make sense in today's environment? Maybe not. It would actually be cheaper and just as effective to perhaps go the renewable route. That gives people pause. And sometimes what people are doing when they're making these decisions is they're not pausing. They're not thinking it through. So this way we say, you're going to pay for this. Maybe you want to think about it. Maybe you want to think about another form of energy that will serve you better, be more healthful, and be, if nothing else, probably cheaper. So we're really encouraged that the governor signed this bill that we can save New Yorkers $600 million a year just by not having this 100-foot rule. It's a really great day. So I'm really excited about this, and I'm really very grateful to everyone who played a role in this, including, I know Senator Krueger agrees, we would be nothing without our staff. So I want to thank my staff for all the work that they did, and Senator Krueger's staff, who was incredible as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Assemblymember. Okay, I'm gonna now introduce some of our advocates who are going to speak. Our next speaker is Liz Moran. She's the New York Policy Advocate for Earth Justice.
Thank you all so much for being with us here today. What a tremendous moment for everyday New Yorkers. This is just a monumental win-win when it comes to energy affordability and tackling the climate. We're in a really scary moment. New Yorkers are suffering from increasingly high energy bills. Meanwhile, we have a federal administration that is extremely dedicated to raising those bills even further just to profit the oil and gas industry that's already making everyday New Yorkers and Americans across the country suffer. Signing the 100-foot rule is going to mean $600 million every year back in New Yorkers' wallets. This is an outdated fee that is hidden on everyone's bills, causing them to go up, and only benefits corporate utility CEOs and the fat cats in the fossil fuel industry. Enough is enough. So a huge thank you to Senator Krueger and Assemblymember Simon for championing this legislation across the finish line. It's been so hard. The oil and gas industry was relentless and spent, as they do, a lot of money putting out their lies, and we beat that. So thank you. And a huge thank you, of course, to the governor for signing this bill. This is a bill that is in alignment with the governor's energy affordability agenda, and we have a lot more work to do. And of course, I have to thank all the advocates that are here and so many that couldn't join us today. We're tireless in these efforts. This is a really tough moment, and everyone spoke out for the truth, for what would genuinely lower energy bills in New Yorkers, to put energy affordability first, while also helping us reduce climate pollution. So I'm thrilled to be with everyone here today to celebrate this win-win. We've won a battle, but the work's not over. So everyone should stay tuned. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Liz. Okay, next we're going to hear from Lisa Marshall, Advocacy and Organizing Director at New Yorkers for Clean Power.
Hi, everybody. It's such a pleasure to be here.
I am one of the lead organizers for the Renewable Heat Now campaign, and one of the biggest pleasures of my life was to be able to hit send on an email to the thousands of advocates who have helped achieve this win with the subject heading, "We Won." Just so grateful for this movement. New Yorkers from Buffalo to the tip of Long Island to the North Country, every time this campaign for the New York Heat Act over the past 4 years asked for advocates to step into the fray, they did. They came to Albany, they made calls, they emailed, they posted on social media, they brought their friends, they spoke at hearings, they spoke to their legislators, they wrote op-eds and LTEs. They just never gave up on this campaign, and it was such a pleasure to be able to deliver this win with such a dedicated group of advocates. And we thank all of the organizations here, of course, the amazing Liz Krueger and Assemblymember Simon, and the governor for signing this bill. So my final words are really to the governor to think, what can we do together in 2026 to keep advancing these goals of energy affordability and sound and sensible planning for the future of the gas system in 2026? We want to work with you. We want to make this a political win for you. So we're here. We'd love to help you set up a real distinction between yourself and the President of the United States and show what sensible and effective climate and energy policy can look like. And we're here to help you deliver on that. Finally, I'll just say, you know, I've seen firsthand the kind of market signal that this change sends. We're already seeing, even where I live in a very rural and conservative part of New York, new buildings being built now with heat pumps and not connected to the gas system. And these changes in policy really do have a real effect, as Assembly Member Simon said. It makes you think and look at what the alternatives are. And of course, our goal is for the alternatives not to be alternative, is to be mainstream, is that the mainstream heating and cooling in New York State is a heat pump. So I'll finish with that. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Lisa. Okay, next we're gonna hear from Kim Fratchek, Director of Sane Energy Project.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I know a lot of people are tuckered in for the holidays, but this is a really important story to tell. You know, New Yorkers are living through an affordability crisis, and it's worsening every single day. And families are being squeezed in every direction. And nowhere is that more obvious than on our energy bills. Like, my household downstate National Grid gas bill last month was $401. And, you know, this is the same for all of my neighbors in Brooklyn. We have no idea what to do. And we're, you know, trying to figure it out. We're working on policy, like the passage of the 100-foot rule repeal. Our bills keep going up, not because people are using more gas, but because utilities are raising our rates to lock in record profits. You know, furthermore, I'm currently at my childhood home in Pennsylvania between two giant fracked gas pipelines that don't serve the local people. And a rupture here poisoned our local water reservoir, Marsh Creek Lake, which is not has not been cleaned in the last 5 years after this rupture. We need to move away from this 19th century technology and adopt a 21st century technology. And, you know, at my mom's home, where we are keeping ourselves warm with an air source heat pump for this Christmas week, and we are all really toasty in here. We actually had to turn down the thermostat yesterday because it was so warm in here. You know, so there are alternatives. There are ways to heat our homes that is more affordable. And now that just opens up the possibility for people to choose an air source heat pump over an expensive gas pipeline. You know, for years, New Yorkers have been forced to pay for an outdated policy that made the crisis even worse with the 100-foot rule. And Governor Hochul signing this bill into law makes that change. You know, so we are repealing this rule immediately, eliminates $600 million every year that we've all been paying for in our monthly bills. And that's $600 million is no longer used to expand polluting gas system that we already can't afford. And this is about fairness. And this moment didn't happen by accident. And we really want to thank Senator Liz Krueger and Assemblymember Joanne Simon. You were incredible to work with and to help advocate for your legislation. You led this fight in the legislature and stood against the industry pressure from the gas industry. And we're deeply grateful to the thousands of New Yorkers who rallied and showed up and called and demanded better. So we're so grateful that Governor Hochul signed this bill into law, and we hope that this will just move us into a better 2026. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kim. Okay, next we're going to hear from Allison Considine, Interim New York Director for the Building Decarbonization Coalition.
Thank you, Jessica. And it's a hard act to follow with Kim, so I'll keep this short. My name's Allison. I'm with the BDC. We work to align stakeholders on the path to transform the nation's buildings through clean energy. I'm just so happy to be here this morning. And I want to begin by reiterating the thanks to Senator Liz Krueger and Assemblymember Joanne Simon, who fought relentlessly to secure this win for affordability and clean energy. The 100-foot rule required that utility customers get stuck with the bill to extend gas infrastructure to new customers, even as New Yorkers every day are leaving that same gas system because they're choosing heat pumps over fossil fuels. Electrification is the most cost-effective path to meet our climate goals, upgrade and modernize our buildings, and stabilize energy bills. Reducing wasteful incentives for gas expansion supports those lower bills, healthier buildings, and more resilient communities. Thousands of New Yorkers met with their reps, wrote letters and emails, showed up in Albany and in their communities, and urged our lawmakers to fight for a cleaner, more affordable future. Today is really a landmark step forward for clean, safe, healthy homes and affordable bills, and we want to really express our thanks to Governor Hochul for signing the repeal of this 100-foot rule and delivering on her commitment to protect New Yorkers. It's such an honor to be with advocates who are really dedicated to pushing back against business as usual when it hurts people. And I think that's what this win really represents. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Allison. Last but not least, we're going to hear from John Furlong, Clean Buildings Campaign Manager at the New York League of Conservation Voters.
Thank you so much, Jessica. Good morning, everybody. Excuse me. I'm not sure how folks feel about Monday morning Zooms. I personally don't like them, but this is the one Monday morning Zoom I was really, really happy and excited to be on. And it's great to see everyone here. I wanted to start by thanking again our legislative champions in the Senate and the Assembly, State Senator Liz Krueger, Assemblymember Joanne Simon, and also Assemblymember Simon mentioned the staff. It's just been such an honor to work with Justin and Susanna in both of their offices. So thank you both for your hard work. In 2019, when we passed the CLCPA, there was a lot of, I think, wondering about how we're going to get there and how we're going to achieve all these ambitious, climate goals. Well, this is how we're going to get there. This is a foundational piece of that much larger puzzle. And we were, I think, very, very happy and excited that the governor finally decided to sign this very, just again, as the senator put it, common sense, just sort of a layup in terms of legislation that is going to save New Yorkers and ratepayers money over the long term. It's been such an honor for us as an organization to work with all the members of Renewable Heat Now, and we just want to congratulate everyone who took the time to, again, as Kim and Lisa alluded to, come up to Albany, write their members, meet with their members. It's just been a tremendous collective process, and we're so very glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and thank you again to all of our speakers and members of the press for being here. I'm going to pass it back to Marissa, who will facilitate any questions.
Thanks, Jessica. Now we have time for questions from the press. If you are a reporter with a question, please either raise your Zoom hand or put your name and outlet in the chat, and we will call on you. We've got a question from Mona Zhang at Politico.
Thank you. Thank you guys for doing this. I wanted to ask about the news this morning that the Trump administration paused offshore leases, including two in New York. Like we're talking about energy affordability and the energy transition. How do you guys think this is going to impact that? And what can, people do on the state level in New York about it?
Hi, Liz Krueger. So we know that President Trump has already attempted to kill off offshore wind multiple times in his short administration. And just when you think you maybe have a little breathing room, it appeared the president had somehow decided he was leaving alone the two projects in Long Island. Then today we see he's come up with a new, completely unjustified way to delay these projects, and we're going to have to aggressively put back our skill sets and challenge this. I know that I'll be reaching out to the Attorney General's office about whether this is the type of case, yet again, number 417, I guess, where attorney generals are going to need to go to court and say the President of the United States doesn't have authority to do this. I don't know if that's true yet, by the way. Someone go ask a lawyer. I'm not one. But this is really, really not just disturbing, but it's frankly getting exhausting. It's like whack-a-mole. Every time they do something illegal, every time we stop them from doing something illegal, it's not what will they do next, it's when will they do the same thing again, over and over and over again. So it's very disturbing, not just for us and the other states who learned the same information we did today, but frankly, states all over the country who know that offshore wind is one of the great opportunities they have. And I'm really curious, when he made the list of who he was shutting down today, did he shut down any wind projects in red states? I haven't had a chance to look yet. But I've got my doubts about which ones he chose and which ones he didn't choose.
I'll just add, for an administration that loves to talk about making life more affordable and is also extremely interested in expanding energy drivers that also raise up costs, like data centers, this administration seems very committed towards taking actions that harm all of those things.
I would also just add on that Empire Wind was on that list, and that was, what was rumored to be the sort of handshake deal between the governor and Donald Trump for the Williams-Nessie pipeline. And we know that the Williams-Nessie pipeline is gonna, dump $3.2 billion over 15 years in costs for extended gas infrastructure to power AI data centers that Liz just referred to. This is a complete war on affordability for New Yorkers and the entire nation.
And yeah, I would also point out that this is something that he personally dislikes, right? He very much dislikes wind turbines, and there's no policy behind this, and there's no rationality behind this, because this only provides better, cheaper alternate fuels for New Yorkers. And for others, we need to get into wind. We know we have wind. We have lots of wind. like the sun, it's not going away. It can't be depleted. So it makes perfect sense to do it. And a lot of states know that it makes perfect sense to do it. Everybody knows it makes perfect sense to do it, except those who feel they're losing by it. And so you have to really look at who this is helping. And I think that this goes back to the fossil fuel industry that is really looking to upset the apple cart significantly through this administration.
All right, thank you all. Now we have a question from Mark Smith at Fox Business.
Thank you guys for doing this, and I appreciate your time. Responding regarding to Washington Post editorial on the governor's energy policies, namely specifying the fact that she's recently delayed the implementation of the 2023 ban on running gas in new buildings. Also, the fact that we've got she in last month she approved the underwater gas pipeline that the administration has been trying to get through for a while. It's been approved. The governor's office says they're kind of approaching this as a all of the above policy. But how does that apply? I mean, but I just want to know what your take is on kind of the governor's approach on this.
Well, I'm
Usually
not the
those.
governor, so I don't choose to comment on what the governor is thinking. I don't personally think I agree with the actions she's taking. The fact is, even as we have a person in charge of the White House and most of the federal agencies that are supposed to be watching out for our primary protection from an environmental perspective, the truth is they are doing the opposite. And our states are obligated to move quicker to get to the target line. We have to. We have to save our own climate, our own planet, because we live in a country right now that has apparently temporarily lost its mind and isn't doing that. So, are we behind where we hope to be? Of course, for exactly the reasons you just described. We have a federal government who's basically forced us into a new NESE pipeline. We have a federal government who's just told us yet again we can't do our offshore wind projects, one of the most promising sustainable models for the state of New York. They have slowed us down on almost everything we need to be doing. So some people might believe that means you have to slow down. I'm very confident that a state the size of New York, a state with the commitment of New York and its obligations to protect 19 and a half million people here, knows that the actual right answer is move forward as quickly as we can. And thank goodness, when you pick up the newspaper every day, you read about new technology options, safer, cleaner, and cheaper, popping up all over this world and all over this country. We don't even need to just be talking about the things we thought we were talking about when we passed the CLCPA in 2019. I love to read this particular publication every morning that talks to me every day about what's happening in Australia and Austria and Germany and Europe. It's just, oh, I never even heard of that one before. And they're doing millions of households of electricity with this new model. The geothermal opportunities, the boiling water opportunities, I only learned about this morning. Everybody, go take a look. The boiling water in Germany that's going to help us survive. So, in the sense that you should be doing a little of everything you can that's sustainable, affordable, putting us in the right direction. And is brand new, so we might need to experiment a little bit. Great. But there are lots of opportunities for us here in New York.
I have to add, I'm really intrigued by the phrase and notion of all of the above energy. Because maybe you would be all of the above if we were actually aggressively pursuing renewable energy, but we're not. Instead, what's happening is we're seeing a lot of the same, the status quo. And that's already what New Yorkers can't afford. The main driver of people's energy bills going up is the gas system, point blank. We absolutely need to see the governor, to the extent possible, as much as possible, move towards renewable energy, because that's what's going to lower costs for people. The fact that we're not is exactly why bills keep going up for people. And here's the thing, we already know that energy bills are lower in places with more renewable energy. Look at Oklahoma and Texas. And guess what? Those are the states that are going to be suffering the most under this administration. They're going to see their bills go up hundreds of dollars per year thanks to the actions of the president's administration. We have to prevent the same outcome in years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.